Michael Murphy, I was up doing the MC at the 92 thing in Donegal Town a couple of weeks before the All-Ireland final, and Anthony Molloy, who's here and with us here tonight in this room, basically said it was time to hand over the mantle, and he would look forward to doing that in a few weeks. And he couldn't think of anybody better to do it than Michael Murphy. I thought that was a lovely thing for him to say.
Without a doubt. You know, I suppose growing up as a footballer and Glenswally and a footballer in Donegal, and it was always something, I suppose, you always wanted to try and emulate was Anthony Molloy, not only his leadership abilities as a captain, but also his prowess as a footballer and the prowess of many of the footballers in the 92 team. And even, you know, we forget about, I suppose, the players that have gone between the 92 team and also the team at present, you know, and there's fantastic players there. But, you know, it's brilliant to have done, you know, and to say to have Anthony Molloy as an idol, you know, down through the years, to do something now that he has done is a nice feeling.
Yeah. What a feeling in our county over the last month or 5 weeks, Michael. I think it's brought home what the Donegal County team means to people, and young people and old people. And I mean, you've experienced it at first hand now, really, haven't you?
Yeah, without a doubt. You know, I suppose over the last maybe number of years, you know, it's been you know, thrown at us, you know, that we, you know, haven't maybe produced the goods on the day for Donegal, or we haven't represented Jersey as well as we could. And you know, maybe that has been truthful in certain aspects of our game. But you know, every day now, you know, since we've gone out, you know, we do our best for the county. And you know, Jim always says it when we just as we leave, going out onto the pitch, that you're representing Donegal, and that's the crest you're representing. Not only are you representing Donegal, you're representing the people of Donegal, and I think that's vitally important. I think when the people in Donegal see us performing, trying to do our best, then they're happy, you know.
Yeah. 8 All-Stars tonight, I mean, incredible, really. It's the biggest take ever by a Donegal team, and it matches the best ever. So, I mean, when you add all those things up, and we had the 3 players nominated for Player of the Year, things couldn't get much better, could they?
They were good, you know. Without a doubt, the main one is, you know, one in Ulster and one in Sam Maguire, as I'm sure all the other boys will say. You know, it's nice and maybe to get the individual awards, but without a doubt, you know, the highlight in the crown is us trying to win Sam Maguire, and that's what we managed to do today. Without the whole panel and the whole 30 players, and without the whole backroom team, you know, we wouldn't be here today. And it's these awards are just a matter of us going up to collect on behalf of everybody on the Donegal squad, you know.
I haven't told you this before, but I had a premonition the week of the All-Ireland final that Michael Murphy was going to catch one above his head and rattle it into the net, because I could see, or I felt there was a bit of frustration in Michael Murphy perhaps that he hadn't been able to do that, and I thought, wouldn't it be great if that's turned out? It didn't take you long to do it.
Yeah, it was about time I did something. It was, I suppose, you know, the way, you know, that it was kind of fairly lucky, you know. I always thought the fitness levels were coming, obviously missing large chunks of the league, you know. It wasn't a helper, it wasn't ideal, but you know, Jim always placed great trust in himself and Rory, and you know, I always felt, you know, that I was trying to keep coming. But the main one again, and you know, it might be a cliche, it might be a very boring thing to say, it was the whole team ethic and the teamwork, and no matter who put the ball in the back of the net, or no matter who fed in the ball, or no matter who made the tackle, we're always doing as part of a team. And I think that there is, I suppose, the underlying, you know, meaning of this team, you know.
Yeah. And of course, the expectations, as you're saying to Carol there, I mean, Donegal people are on a high, and it's going to take them a while to come down, because in 92 it took them a year at least until Derry actually beat them in the Ulster final again. And that brings us added pressures, Michael, doesn't it?
Yeah, without a doubt. You know, that's it now. You've won in All Ireland, but you know, the draw for the Ulster Provincial Championship was on the week after, I suppose, the All-Ireland was won, and we drew Tyrone, and you know, Tyrone, I say, are still the team in Ulster that have to be beaten, you know, and we're going to be trying to do our best to do that, you know, and training's going to be starting very soon, and we're going to be getting focused, as we have been doing now this last number of weeks, getting focused back on the job at hand, which is Tyrone, and trying to get a good league campaign on their belt and get back on the road again.
And I can't let you go without mentioning what it means to a club, Glenswally. A baby of a club, I suppose, in some ways. 2 All-Ireland winners and now 2 All-Stars. And as I said to Big Neil there, I know what it means to people in Glenswally, what their football means to them. I mean, they're so excited about all this.
Aye, you know, just suppose saying that now give you a sensation down the back, you know. But it's, you know, it's brilliant for everybody in Glenswally. I suppose we brought home a senior championship, you know, a couple of years ago, and it was a very, very proud feeling bringing Sam Maguire back into your own club, or something you'll always dream of too. And just delighted, thankful, you know, very, very thankful to everybody in Glenswally for allowing, giving me and Neil the opportunity to go and represent our county. And you know, just try to do them proud, and try to do our parish proud as much as we can, our club proud, and we'll try and continue to do so.